Hold on. All right. Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'll be your host today. And if this is your first time on the call, we do this every first Friday of the month. And we have different people lead the meditation, so it's always different, always unique, but it's always centered around healing the waters of our planet. And I'm really excited today we have Gentle Thunder is going to lead the meditation. And she's a really highly regarded medicine woman. She's a light worker and a humanitarian. And I think this is the third time she's graced us with her meditation. And she's been called to serve in many areas around the world. She's been down to South America. She was involved with the World Peace Movement in South Korea, the Parliament of World Religions in Salt Lake City. And she's constructed medicine wheels and crystal earth grids all over. So she was living in Maui for quite a few years. Right now she's in Sedona. And I would say that she serves to assist humanity with their healing process, you know, through her spiritual gifts. And Gentle Thunder is also well known for her sound journeys, where she does Native American drumming and powerful sound frequency toning that takes people on a profound journey where healing and discovery of self-love can take place, as well as connection to other realms. So I invite you to check out her website sometime. It is gentlethunderjourney.com. So, Gentle Thunder, thank you so much for being here today. I just can't wait to see what you have for us.
Aloha Friday, everyone. Grand Rising. It's 9 o'clock here in Sedona. I'm so honored and grateful to be in your with your community once again, Mary. So thank you so much for extending that olive branch, and I'm grateful that Creator has aligned this for us in this space and time in this year and now. So today's meditation, everyone, and you know, I always go by what Spirit is guiding me to do at whatever given time, and sometimes it's spontaneous. So today's meditation is in regards to water, but also in regards to reawakening our Lemurian selves. So this is a transmission meditation that will assist you in connecting with your Lemurian version of yourself and with the ancient civilization of Lemuria, Lumaria, or in New Zealand as referred to as Mu. And I was sharing with Mary this morning, or just before you all came on, I have two Lemurian crystals on my altar, and I was guided to grab them and hold them during this transmission meditation for you. So for those of you who are not familiar with Lumaria, Lumaria is a continent that existed eons ago as one of the Earth's first and most advanced species, both spiritually and technologically. Ancient Lemurians were masters of love and heart-centered living and understood crystals to a very high degree. They stored information inside these crystals to be used for the awakening of these times, hence the phrase Lemurian seed crystals. Lumaria is connected with such land masses such as Mount Shasta, the islands in Hawaii, California, and even Sri Lanka. And those of us who have a connection and know we have a connection with Lumeria, we usually have a tendency towards heart-centered living, and also some these lands, which radiate the frequency of home. So we're going to take you on a journey to meet your Lemurian multidimensional self. So if you haven't already, find a comfortable place to sit or lay down without distraction, if possible. I'm aware that some of you have animals, four-legged, that love to be present with you and to support you and hold space for you, and that's perfectly fine. So with me, let's take in a deep breath. Breathe into your body and breathing out slowly, connecting with your physical body as we begin to relax. Unwind and awaken the presence of your eternal spirit with each breath. As you breathe in slowly and breathe out, allowing this silent eternal awareness to gently birth through your being. Allowing your consciousness to awaken in each moment the eternity within breathing into your heart center and visualizing a beautiful golden ball of energy. This ball of energy is radiating, glowing and filling your chest and body with golden light. With your next breath, breathing out the energy of Mother Earth, drawing up her beautiful presence. Her energy, allowing her to ground and anchor us throughout this visualization, breathing Earth's energy up into your body and allowing it to move into all areas of your energy body. Feeling held and supported by our Sacred Mother, taking awareness to a ball of light just above the top of your head, representing universal light, as we draw down source light down through our crown chakra and beginning to fill your body with white light, opening and connecting to higher consciousness. Now take your awareness up through the atmosphere as we journey upwards towards the light grids of the planet. This beautiful grid of energy surrounding our entire globe. Beautiful frequencies, vibrations, light codes, wisdom, intelligence. Through intention, accessing the grid lines of time within the light grids as we begin to shift through consciousness. Feeling the stars and constellations shifting around you as we move through time and begin to connect with the frequency and vibration of ancient Lemuria. Feeling a distant pattern and energy of deep familiarity as we begin to synchronize with this visionary, vibrationary time and the planetary light grids locked down, as we find ourselves traveling down back down into the earth and begin witnessing the most magnificent sight beneath your crystal cities. Streams of light, most beautiful vistas, endless gardens, colors, energy, beautiful structures, domes, temples. Each of these structures glistening and radiating magnificent energy. You find yourself being drawn down towards a particular location in an open space, and you notice a glistening, radiating, iridescent pool of water. As you land just beside this pool, you notice a group of incredibly beautiful beings looking directly at you with the most incredible gaze of unconditional love and soul family remembrance as your feet walk upon the earth. Feel the connection and familiarity of this time, of this land of Lumadia, as you feel the presence of those around us beginning to remind us of our ancient past within this time. With this land, notice that these beings are women and men, ancient grand masters of love, of time, of knowledge, of playfulness, of youth, of wisdom, of age. Recognize your own family. A deep familiarity amongst them. Feel their love and admiration for you as they welcome you in with open hearts and open arms. And over in the distance, notice a magnificent mountain, a grand consciousness overlooking the entire region. This is the consciousness of Mount Shasta, the ancient temple and gateway for Lumeria, acting as a gateway for the cosmic channels of light to travel down and pour universal frequencies onto the planet. Feel this magnificent being around this pool, channeling this energy through the mountain and charging the land and waters with this incredible heart energy and cosmic mystical frequencies as you begin to take your awareness to the beings surrounding the pool. Recognize the inherent priest and priestess energy within each of them. This divine masculine, divine feminine energy, as they naturally harbor and radiate through their magnificently open heart center. You notice they are performing a ceremony as they all begin to kneel down and gently touch the pool of water. And as their fingers touch this moving body of water, they charge it with their love light frequency. See the pool begin to change color and vibration as it begins to glow and turn into the most iridescent pool of golden light. Feel yourself being called by the water, by the pool, as you move towards it, gently kneel down and touch this body of water and allow yourself to be transformed immediately by this Lumerian light, allowing this golden light to travel up your arms and beginning to transform and awaken your entire body with a much higher consciousness, an ancient consciousness of unconditional love. Allow it to awaken deep stored memories within you of Lumeria. And as it begins to activate and awaken every cell in your being, begin to look around you and notice how the reality opens up even further. As you observe the majestic mountain in her true form, a grand consciousness beaming unconditional love towards you. Drink in this Lumerian light. Allow it to send and descend into your cells. Feel the memories of Shasta, of modern-day Hawaii, of all of this area of land, and all of your soul family from this time. Begin to awaken your long-lost tribe. Feel these connections strengthening across time, across space. Breathe all these energies in and allow it to overtake you. Remind you of a deeper reality beyond the polarized illusions of today. A reality of light, of love, of truth, of connection, of magic, of spirit, of divinity, of beyond the veil as you look up above the pool. You notice a giant crystal and 12 crystals around the entire surrounding area of the pool. Take in a deep breath. Begin to notice that these crystals around you are beginning to vibrate and hum, beginning to emit beautiful melody and frequency from each of them. With your next breath, draw in these melodies and frequencies into your being. Allow these melodies, these songs, these frequencies and vibrations to naturally merge within you, to create a unique melody for yourself, allowing your entire body and being to become an expression into the universe, emitting a unique vibration. You allow yourself to enter a healing space and open up for guidance during this time. As you take in a deep breath, breathing out and feeling these codes, these frequencies, these melodies, these vibrations anchor within your physical body and beginning to move and harmonize and align your energy bodies, your spiritual body, your emotional body, your mental body with a higher vibration of unconditional love and wisdom and knowledge and knowing of the deeper reality, allowing it to naturally move you into a beautiful state of a deep knowing, of a deep faith and eternal presence as you carry the Lumadian energy within you, allowing in the most beautiful, graceful way. Take in a breath. Notice this Lumadian energy within you and allow yourself to carry the crystalline light and the 12 crystals around you to be stored within your being and crystallizing within you, assisting in the most beautiful way. As we take in a deep breath, in and out, offering a deep gratitude to our Lumadian soul family. Feeling your heart chakra expanded to a whole new frequency, a whole new level of consciousness. Feeling your heart center within each of your chakras awakened, within your entire being, allowing ourselves to travel back up through the stream to the planetary light grid as we call upon the energy of the present moment and allowing the stars and constellations to shift as we travel through time multidimensionally across the timeline and feeling the energy of home, of this moment, calling you back as we traveled back through the layers of consciousness, through the atmosphere, back into your body. With each breath, breathing in and out, back into your physical body to begin to integrate and anchor and recognize this Lumerian energy within you, reconnecting with Mother Earth in this timeline, and feel her joy as you bring these Lumerian frequencies with you. Feel the shift in your reality and in this moment, inviting your soul family, your Lumerian soul family, to be present with you, to guide, to align, to direct, to work beyond the veil, to assist in awakening the magic within and allowing you to see the magic within yourself, understanding your expanded awareness and perception allows you to enter and expand a state of reality which serves you. Which serves you to match this expanded perception as we teach ourselves to see with love, to see through the heart, to bring this energy to anchor and create heaven on earth through the conduit of ourselves, embodying this energy, becoming it, and radiating it out for all of humanity, connecting with all of your Lumerian soul family. Breathing up Mother Earth's energy with each breath, allowing yourself to feel more and more grounded, present, connected, and breathing in your energy field and in your own time. Begin to bring yourself back into this space where you are. With each breath, and enjoying this beautiful, divine, sacred connection. Before you open your eyes, I'd like to offer a transmission in my own Lumerian tongue. Yonare makari shiki yanda ku yanare ga. Shoyanda ka a shindiki yanda wa yanda ku. Diandiki atawaya che yanda ke yanda ku yanda ku. Yama diya ka ashi ki yandu kuya nama a. Chandiya ka ashi ni kuyo niyana uyane. Yandu yana a yama a ki yandu iya. Da che yan kuya nama a ki yandu iya. Da a yoya niya ta a yokuya ati. Yandu yanama ka ati yandu kiya ai. Hayati uya nama ati yandu kiya. Yana oya ha ti iya ku uya ne nama atu. Dendi ya tu kuya she yanda kuya ne ama. Dea te ya. Yani ya te a. Kuya ne ni ya te. Doyo iya he achi e nu kuya ma te ya nu ku. Ya ya na a te kuya na. Taking a deep breath in through your nose, out your mouth. Know that as you go throughout your day, the weeks ahead, the months ahead, and the years ahead, you have given yourself a beautiful gift of reconnection to your ancient Remedian self. Know that you carry the codes and frequencies of your ancient past and the divine masculine and feminine of your Lemurian soul family. Know that you can call upon them anytime to connect with them. You need not be near a body of water to connect with them at any given time. They are also your support system. When you feel the trials and tribulations of our human reality, call upon them. They will bring you home. When you are ready, open your eyes.
Thank you, Gentle Thunder. We have a few minutes here, and I'm just feeling like while we're filled with this beautiful Lemurian energy and this frequency of unconditional love, let's just take a minute here to flow all of that beautiful loving energy to the waters of the planet. Any body of water that comes to your mind, but let's just stay in this space for about a minute and flow all of that unconditional, healing, loving energy out to the waters. Oh, thank you so much. I could see
thank
the,
you for that, Mary.
Yeah, I could see the waters in this dimension getting that golden iridescence. And I was like, yeah, we got to pull that through to the 3D, man. We got to seed that into the water here. Oh, that was
absolutely
gorgeous.
And to the waters within ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much. Is there someone who has a question or something you'd like to share with Gentle Thunder? If you do, star 6 and tell us your name. They're all still out there.
I felt that.
Yeah, I know.
I felt that. That was, well, you know, I will share, as I mentioned, I was guided to hold these Lemedian crystals
yes.
and in my hands, and the Lemedian crystal in my left hand started vibrating, and as I'm, you know, facilitating the meditation. And then the vibration, the tingling sensation started permeating throughout my whole body. My toes, I could feel it in my toes, going up my legs, my chest, my arms, my head. And I'm just like, wow. But it was predominantly the crystal in my left hand. And feeling the presence of my Lemedian soul family, I could really feel them and I could see them. So they were definitely present for this and rejoicing.
Yeah, it was very powerful. I mean, I just feel fabulous right now.
Well, I can tell you, I won't be able to stand... I won't be able to stand up for a few minutes after we end.
Yeah.
Would anyone else like to share your experience or ask a question in reference to what you may have experienced that was unfamiliar to you or even familiar?
This is
I believe Mary said that was a star. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
this
just
is
wanted
Beth.
To thank you.
Aloha. I work with the Lemurian Mother Tree, and this just was such a beautiful experience for me. I truly felt like I was transported to Lemuria and saw myself as a being at the time of Lemuria, and just profound connection, not only to the Lemurian Mother Tree, but really feeling that oneness of connection of the consciousness of the mountain and the water and the oneness of all of nature. And just beautiful. We're having a Zoom connection on Sunday. And the topic this month is nonverbal communication with the tree beings. And so connecting through color and through sound and the voice and the frequency and vibration is just, I just love the synchronicities. And I thank you so much for your meditation. It was just beautiful, just divinely inspired, and the timing was just perfect for me, just what I needed today. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Mahalo Nui Loa for your medicine and for, you know, sharing with the group as well. You know, as we connect through these meditations, we are connecting not only our heart frequencies, but also within our DNA, our codes. The codes that we carry from past, present, and future timelines and incarnations. Anyone else like to share?
I'd like to share something. My name is Anne, and I was looking at Instagram yesterday, and Madame Pele is shooting 600-foot tall fountains of lava into the air right now. And I can't tell you about the celebration and joy of it, but I just want to say it's very synchronous with what you just said.
Which part of what I just said?
Well, the Lemurian frequencies, the creative power of it. I think it's very grounding as well, because it's the lava and it's surrounded by the water. So you have this wonderful dynamic between her and the water around it. The other thing I saw was going like 400 years into the future to like the Pleiadian star system. I have connections to Pleiadian, Arcturian, and Sirian. So when you talk about the constellation shifting, it's almost like they were joyous and laughing and happy and making, you know, star patterns of flowers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're on Big Island, yes?
Mm-hmm. I'm not there. I'm in California. But I was there with watching it last night, and I've been watching it for a little while now, and I feel like it's a really big blessing for the time that we're at. It's very synchronous with what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for everything.
You're so welcome. So welcome.
Sedona's home, like you said. When I go there, whenever I leave, I cry. I might have to come visit
you. Not,
thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, I'm not here much longer. My spiritual commitment is complete, just as it was on Maui. When it came to completion, Mama Maui said, thank you so much. You are complete. And I turned around and asked Spirit, where to next? And Spirit said, back to the desert. So here I am. But my spiritual commitment, so I'm just kind of waiting for my orders, where I'm to go next. And I still work with Mother Earth. When I was on Maui, I worked with the Aina. And many, many mornings before sunrise, she would wake me up and tell me to grab my drum and go to the water's edge. And when I lived in Haiku, I would go to Ho'okipa and be above on the cliff and watch the surfers going out, and I would just start singing. And the thing with water and our voices, the frequency and vibration that comes out of our mouth carries and permeates over land masses and over the masses of water. And in those times, there's a very powerful Diné, which is part of my lineage, also known as Navajo, a song that was shared with me from a beautiful sister in Colorado. And the song is for the healing of the men. And when the men heal, the women heal. And, you know, for eons, women have endured a lot of suppression. And so now it's time for the masculine to step into that feminine aspect of themselves so that they can heal and balance out that masculine and feminine within themselves and us too. Some of us who have been single parents, for example, or just on our own and don't have that masculine support, we've had to be the masculine. Speaking of for myself, raising two children, I had to be the masculine and work and such. And so at this stage in my life, I have so much been welcoming in and embracing in more of the divine feminine, like wearing dresses, wearing more makeup, you know, things like that to balance myself out. So anyway, just want to share
I've definitely
that.
Had a relationship like this with a younger masculine who's very, very strong over in Africa. He's indigenous as well, and it started out with Laho Chi energy. I don't know if you're familiar with that one. It's from China. But it's been very, very high. And it's exactly what you're talking about. Healing him is healing me. He heals
exactly.
me from the non-physical. I feel this incredible embrace and such strong love. And it's beyond anything I've ever felt. And I've felt the energies, I won't say, of the whales. The whales are so strong. And they're there we were in Maui.
Yeah.
They're my family.
They used to roam the lands here in Sedona. And in fact, if you're walking on the trails, you will find seashells on the trails because it once was underwater. And dolphins. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
In Sedona, you know, we have rivers and creeks and streams.
Mm-hmm.
And you will never find me not singing to the waters when I go. If I'm going just to be with the water, to breathe in the frequencies and the energies of the waters here, or if I'm going to go in and swim, it's just within me. I just have to start singing.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
And that
helps
heal the waters and shifts the frequency, and also because water is consciously alive, right? All waters are.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So when we can shift toxic waters, we can shift waters that are not clean, that are unhealthy. Even a glass of water we can take and say into it, I love you, I love you, I love you, or a mantra or whatever, that will shift. Any of you who are familiar with the work of Dr. Emoto will know this is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for all of the sharing. Water has 60,000 mm-hmm. different frequencies that it vibrates or dances at. 60,000. So this course.
Yeah, does anyone else like to share? We still have a little bit of time left.
I just wanted to say thank you. This is Donna, because I felt such a profound healing, and I don't see things visually, but I just felt so much. I just very much appreciate it.
Yes, when the body, you know, a lot of times, especially when I'm facilitating the sound journeys, I let people know that, you know, just empty your mind with the breath and go into your heart space, and that anytime, you know, your monkey mind starts wandering, go back to the breath. And many times they'll ask, you know, what was that? What were you channeling? I say, I used to ask, my ego mind would want to know, but over time I've learned, you know, it doesn't matter what the heart receives, it understands, and that's all there is to it. And the frequencies, the cellular structure in our body responds. Our mind doesn't need to know.
That's great.
So I will be in Maui in September. If anyone is going to be on Maui or our relatives that are on Big Island, I have an elder, Akumu, his name is Reynolds, on Big Island. I may go visit him while I'm there. Not sure yet. We're talking about it. For those of you, Mary suggested that you go to my website. If any of you feel alignment to work with us, and when I say us, I mean my ancestors, my spiritual guides and guardians, and all other benevolent beings that like to come in to channel through me. You know, we offer a variety of healing modalities, everything from spiritual counseling to medical intuitive, where spirit shows me areas within the body. I see them as shadows and hot spots, like dark masses, and we can give recommendations on a medical protocol, but more of a holistic medical protocol. And, you know, clearing and healing our ancestral lineages is equally important. You know, I offer ancestral karma clearing with a soul DNA cleansing. I myself have been guided to work on my Navajo lineage 3 times now. Once for my Spaniard and once for my Chinese lineage, in healing that. And when I was asked to, I was told time to clear and heal the karma of my Chinese lineage, which is my grandfather on my father's side, I was still on Maui in the last year. And I listened to Spirit's guidance, and I was guided to the Iao Valley River, which is known to be very powerful and healing waters there. And when I put myself into the river, my grandfather showed up, and so did my father, to assist me with this process. And it was so beautiful, and it was so powerful. And I hadn't seen my grandfather since I was 11.
Mm.
And so the fact that he came in and like with my dad, who's not with us in human form, was so special for me. And that was confirmation too, that it was time to heal that.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank
you. Can you give us the website again? I'm sorry.
Sure.
Gentle Thunder.
GentleThunderJourney.com.
Thank you.
You can find me on Instagram. Someone said that she goes on Instagram. Gentle Thunder.
Gentle Thunder, can I just say, first of all, thank you so much. This is Karen in Portland. And I received so much information. I actually will be in Sedona next week, and I had been feeling guided to bring with me seashells that I know need to be returned, and I've always thought that I needed to return them to the water, but now I understand why I'm being asked to bring them to that land. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Also, in bringing the shells here, you are also doing grid work. If that makes
beautiful.
Any sense to you.
It makes a lot of sense. Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. I wish I was here. Well, actually, you said next week. I leave for Mount Shasta on the 15th, so if I'm still here, please feel free to reach out.
I will go to your website today. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Wonderful. Oh, thank you so much, Gentle Thunder. It's always a pleasure to have you here. I'm always really excited, and I hope someday I get to hang out with you in person.
Yeah, well, I was in New York 3 weeks ago. Where were you, Mary?
I was in the Galapagos.
Okay.
So, no, New York is not a place you're going to find me. But someday we'll meet up somewhere. So,
well, I just want to say that I'm so grateful. Well, I'm so grateful for this, because I also received. And I was asking and praying to my ancestors this morning, you know, for some clarity and some to keep assisting me on this earth walk that I'm on, and asking for, you know, I want to step into more playfulness and laughter this weekend. So this was a great segue for that.
That's great. That's wonderful. Oh, well, everyone, thank you so much for being here. A reminder, if you want to do the tree meditation tomorrow, globaltreelovers.org, you'll find all the info there. And our next water meditation is on the 4th of July. And Madeline Walker will be back to lead that from the UK. So we haven't had Madeline here for quite a few years, so it'll be great to hear from her again. So I'm going to go ahead and open the line so we can all say goodbye to each other at the same time. And have a wonderful month.
Thank you so much.